Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Batch Chat. Here to recap the latest episode of Bachelor in Paradise. So if you're a subscriber or just a casual listener, then maybe you'd realize I've been gone for a minute, but I guess I just want to touch on that real quick. I just didn't know if I was gonna watch Katie's season. I feel like I expressed that I didn't. I wasn't a big Katie fan during Matt's season recap. I wasn't a huge Katie fan, so I didn't know if I was going to watch her season. I did end up watching, but I like kind of caught up to it. So I wasn't just going to, you know, the podcasting thing was a little, I would have to catch up with that too, and whatever. Point is, I'm so excited for Paradise. I'm of course going to record for Paradise because I love Paradise. As for episode upload dates, I think Paradise is gonna start being a Monday, Tuesday night type of thing. So hopefully by Wednesday or maybe Thursday, I will have the episode up with all my thoughts on both episodes of the week of Paradise. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. I feel like season premieres are really boring to recap just because I'm like, it's just a bunch of people coming down to the beach. Same thing as for Bachelor, Bachelorette. It's just a bunch of people getting out of the limo. And it's people that in Bachelor and Bachelorette, we're talking about people we don't know quite yet, right? But in Bachelor in Paradise, we know these people, but I try my best to not make it as boring as, oh, and this person came down to the beach, and then this person came down to the beach, which is exactly what's kind of happening. But I will try my best to make it speedy and make it not as boring. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started. So episode starts out with introductions of some of the main cast. At first, I was like, why is this necessary? You know, I just saw these people on my TV like within the past year. I know who Serena is. I know who Brandon is. But then I am going to butcher her name all season long. I already know it. But Tajwan comes on and I'm like, wait, yes, I actually needed this because I forgot about her. But yeah, so I had some quick introductions. So yeah, some of them are reintroduced. We're then introduced to David Spade. And then the cast starts arriving at the beach. Abigail is the first one, followed by grocery store Joe and Ivan. First three on the beach. Right off the bat, they're talking about who they'd love to see. And both Joe and Ivan mentioned being excited for Serena P. And of course, Serena P is the next one on the beach. So yeah, next is Kelsey. She comes down with a bottle of champagne. She like gives it to David Spade, says like, you know, you can open it, whatever. And he can't get it open. It took them forever, it seemed like. Next up is Brandon, looking fine as ever. He is so good looking. Like, I really forgot how good looking he is. But I mean, even the guys that were already in the beach, they're like, oh no, Brandon's here. Like, you know, kind of that's trouble for them. Then we had Natasha, who was from Peter's season. And she's Joe's co-host for their podcast. I don't remember the name. But yeah, so Natasha's also there. She's also so freaking pretty. Like, she's so, I don't know. I feel like I don't see that much about her. Besides, like, anything they say on their podcast. Oh my gosh, my voice. But yeah, she's stunning. Then we have Tammy, then Jasenia, Trey, Aaron. Aaron, actually, Tammy immediately has her eyes set on Aaron. And I hate that Aaron was so annoying on Katie's season because he really is just so attractive. So I hope he turns it around this season because I really want to like him. Then we've got 40-year-old Kenny, completely naked, but he completely owned it. He looks good. He knows he looks good. And I thought it was so funny. There was a scene where Tammy and Serena were wrapping around like this shawl around his waist. Also, that is such a trend right now. It's so funny because I feel like so many of the girls came down with their little shawl. And then I was just on vacation, so of course I had to pack my little shawls. It's just such a trend. It's funny to see. So Noah is actually the next one down, and he's very upfront in his like confessionals and with David Spade that he wants to pursue Abigail. You know, he admires how open she is about her, like her, about how she's deaf and stuff. And almost immediately he takes Abigail to go have a chat with him. Part of me kind of feels like they may have talked before, because they immediately seemed very like silly and comfortable with each other, but who knows. So the next arrivals are Connor. Connor is the cat from Katie's season. Deandra and Miss Victoria, who no longer refers to herself as the queen. She's now a goddess and she's blonde now, but still annoying as ever. Marissa and then Mari is also next. Guys, the guys were immediately like calling dibs on Mari. But her and Kenny seem to hit it off right away, despite their 15-year age difference. But she does tell him that she is into older guys. But I'm really excited to see her because I feel like we didn't get to know her at all during Matt's season. And yeah, so I'm excited to see her on the cast. Then we've got Tajwan, who Trey seemed to be immediately drawn to. They had met before, but turns out that she went on a date with Trey's uncle. And so that's why they hadn't met before. Then a bunch of randos come in. They don't even bother to do the lower thirds, like the introduction of their name. But if I'm remembering, I should have wrote this down. I know one of them was James. And then the other one was like Victoria. One of the Victorias from Peter's season, the blonde one. And Marissa, I believe. I believe they didn't introduce her. Oh, no, it wasn't Marissa. I think one of the other Serena, not Serena P, but the other Serena, also came down and they didn't air her arrival. But yeah, just a bunch of randos arriving that they didn't even bother to introduce. But so yeah, everybody's just vibing. The guys are like obsessed with each other, which I actually love to see that side of them on Paradise. I feel like the bromances are some of the best parts of Paradise. But then Carl comes down, and obviously it's the first day, so no one's really like arguing or fighting or anything, but nobody really seems to be happy that Carl's there. It's just kind of like a bunch of like, oh, hey, nice to see you, and just like a bunch of eye rolls. David then calls them up for a family meeting. He is then joined by Wells, who kind of just goes through the Paradise rules and lets them know that the guys will have the rose this week. But I do gotta say, I love David as a host. I know I feel like Chris Harrison's absence was definitely going to be noticed. But I like David Spade. I love him as a host. And I do know that we're gonna have other celebrity guests. I don't know if they're gonna also be hosts, but I do know that throughout the season, we're going to have more celebrity guests on. But I don't know. I think he's funny. Like, I was actually laughing. Like, it was such a different vibe. I love when he would, like, talk directly to the camera. I don't know. It just changes the vibe of the show. I really like it. I like David Spade. So after their little family meeting, the girls and the guys go their separate ways. They're glad they have the roses that week. Some of them are excited that they won't be the ones having to make the first move and we'll have the ladies come into them. Of course, the girls are feeling the opposite way. They still want to be courted by the guys. They still want to be approached by the guys. Later that night, everybody's just kind of mingling, you know, and then a date card appears. It literally appears. James just comes on the beach with a date card. And it's for Abigail, who, of course, no surprise, picks Noah to go on a date with her. And everybody's just cheering them on. They're so happy for them. They go on their date. At their date, they're having dinner. Like, This is sad. This sounds so silly, but I don't know how else to explain it. They're literally just in a room full of piñatas. They talk about how Abigail hasn't been in many relationships. She just kind of got comfortable being single. She likes to take things really slow. She even mentioned that in her last relationship, she waited 8 months until she wanted to make things official with her boyfriend. And Noah just kind of like, yeah, I don't see how that's gonna work here. Obviously, this is a very fast-paced environment. They're gonna be spending a lot of time together. And Abigail's just kind of like, I mean, I didn't get the like there was trouble there, but Noah's just kind of like, well, this kind of moves fast. I don't see how this is gonna move slow, especially when we're gonna be spending so much time together. And Abigail's just kind of like, well, just because we're spending a lot of time together doesn't mean it has to move fast. But I'm just like, girly, if you move slow, yeah, this kind of isn't the show for you. But we'll see how their relationship progresses. And although I feel like they left off on a slight disagreement, the date just ended off fine. And then they were just smashing piñatas. And of course, they kissed at the end. So back at the beach, another couple that's really hitting it off is Marissa and Connor. The whole Connor being a bad kisser shtick, it's literally a shtick, is it's still being played into the season. But the thing is, I don't think Katie ever really said that he was a bad kisser. I feel like she emphasized that she just didn't feel anything when she kissed him. I don't know. I feel like it's a little unfair to Connor, but I feel like he's also like extremely playing into it. Trey and Tajwan also seem to be hitting it off. Trey expresses how he wants to get to know her better and stuff, which is still weird to me. Like, I cannot imagine talking to somebody that like my aunt dated and kissed. Like, no thanks. But I mean, they both seem to be fine with it. They kissed, which I gotta say, again, super weird. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's weird. But Trey looks like a good kisser, honestly. Like, that was a hot kiss. But so throughout the whole episode, there was like this ongoing theme on how Joe just seems to be really uncomfortable being back in paradise. He seems to stay, to himself. He's not really socializing. He'll stay out on the day bed by himself. And basically, it's just really hard for Joe. This, like, just being in paradise has been really hard for Joe. He's even telling Wells that he's already thinking about leaving. This just isn't for him. Although it's only the first day and he has a rose. So, but yeah, shortly after, Joe and Serena are, hanging out on one of the day beds. They're talking about his breakup with Kendall. They kind of touch on him and Kendall breaking up because of like long distance, basically. Nobody wanted to move. I think he's from Chicago and she's from LA. And I guess neither of them wanted to move there or there, whatever. They talk about Joe being back on Paradise. And again, another age difference. Joe is 35 and Serena is 23. So a 12-year age difference, which again, weird to me. Especially the fact that Joe came in and he was like, oh, I'm looking forward to getting to know Serena. Like you're looking forward to getting to know somebody that's 12 years younger than you. Okay. I don't know. But again, it doesn't seem to faze either of them. It's not weird to them. And they kiss, another paradise kiss. They touch on it on the sh during the show, but there really was just a lot of kissing for the first day. But I mean, these I feel like with COVID and quarantine and lockdown and stuff, like I'm not surprised these people are kissing. Anyways, next scene, it's day two. Some of the girls are starting to stress out. There's 13 guys. Only 10 guys, sorry, there's 13 girls and only 10 guys. So, ladies, some of them are desperate to make a connection, but I think they're just like, I think one of them said that we're just socially exhausted of just, they're just talking to these guys and some of the guys are just not reciprocating. So, best case scenario for them is for another guy to come down with another rose. So, another chance to connect with somebody. But instead of another guy coming down, another girl comes down. And of course, it's Demi. Demi comes in
confident. She wants to stir shit up. She wants to make a scene. She wants to come and fuck shit up. That's literally what she came in. They're basically saying, talking about stealing all of their men and stuff. But that's basically where the episode leaves off. I'm sure we'll get to see a lot of that next week. Yeah, because that was the end of the episode. I feel like they barely got to see Demi walk in. But overall, the season looks so good. I am so excited for the rest of the season. It just looks so good. So, next week is actually going to be 4 hours of Paradise. So, a lot of TV to watch, a lot of TV to recap. So, I will try my best to have the episode up on. I'm gonna aim for Thursday because Wednesday's just kind of not doable. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Next week, I will have, my usual Bachelor News segment as well. But thanks for listening and thanks for sticking around if you're still listening after I took a hiatus. All right, bye guys.